Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Matthew chapter 10, verses 37 to 39. Jesus said, "Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." These words of Jesus may be a bit difficult to comprehend, especially if you've ever held your own child in your arms. The love which parents, especially new parents, have for their child is something that can hardly be described. It's overwhelming. It's profound. Some find the greatest joy in these moments. Something more. Perhaps you've been there as your mother or father or sibling is passing away. You're filled with another kind of profound love and care for them. It's overwhelming and profound to a different degree, and yet it is still love. Now, as you consider the words of Jesus once again, you have to ask yourself, is my love for my child, parent, sibling, greater than my love for Jesus? If so, Jesus' words cut deeply. In truth, we are breaking the very first commandment, "You shall have no other gods," if we are loving people more than we love Jesus. The results of this are eternally damning. Let's consider this from heaven's eternal viewpoint. Everything we have is a gift from God, a gift that is best viewed on loan. Our parents are His. Our children are His. The material things we have are His, on loan to us for a time. If we love the gifts and not the giver of the gifts, we are idol worshippers and will lose our life. Jesus had it all, and yet he gave it all up. He is the eternal Son of God, who gave up the glory of heaven to come to this world where he died destitute, all because he loved God above all else. He truly is the only one who has earned the title worthy. Yet, by grace alone, through faith alone, he forgives our sins and calls us worthy. Whoever loves him and believes in him has eternal life. What astonishing love Jesus has for us. What an amazing gift he has given to us. In love he gives us eternal life, a gift that far surpasses all material gifts. May his love lead us to love him above all else, always. Dear Lord, help me to love you more and more each day. Thank you for all the gifts you have given me. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.